is to build a new tribe,
建立一个新的方向，
a new direction,
产生一段新的历史，
to produce a new history,
特别是这些圣经里面最伟大的人蒙召的时刻，
especially when you look at the greats in the Bible,
都是人类历史一个新的开始。
Every time they were called, it represented a new beginning.
那么以赛亚告诉我们，
Isaiah says,
当亚伯兰独自一人的时候，
when Abraham was alone,
上帝说我呼召他出来，
God said, I called him.
我从前不明白这句话是什么意思。
In the past, I was not so familiar with this
verse. 亚伯兰独自一人的时候，
What does it mean to say when Abraham was alone?
是不是他还找不到老婆，还是一个单身汉叫做独自一人呢？
Does that mean that he was single and not married?
完全不是这
个。Not so.
因为当他蒙召的时候是75岁。
When he was called, he was 75.
75岁的时候，他已经跟他的太太结婚很久了。
He was married for many years already.
所以他绝对不是独自一人，表示孤孤单单一个人在上帝面前蒙召，不是这个意思。
It did not mean that he was unmarried.
所以这个独自一人就变成一个很特别的名词。
And so this alone becomes an important point.
从亚伯兰以后，差不多4000年，丹麦的一个人想清楚这句话。
4,000 years after Abraham, there is a Danish philosopher that figured this out.
这个人叫做齐克国。
This person is Kierkegaard.
齐克国是存在主义之父。
Kierkegaard is the father of existentialism.
你问齐克国什么叫做存在？
If you were to ask Kierkegaard what is existence,
他的答案就是存在就是独自一人活在上帝面前，这个叫做存在。
He said existence is when we live before God alone.
尼采也是存在主义的哲学家。
Friedrich Nietzsche is also an existentialist.
永远到死不明白这是什么。
But till death, he never understood what this is all about.
尼采跟萨特是无神论的存在主义者。
Because Nietzsche together with Sartre are both atheists.
齐克果跟海德格是有神论的存在主义哲学家。
But Kierkegaard and Heidegger are people who are theorists.
这些有神论的哲学家没有一个与神之间的关系是超过齐克果信仰的了解。
But Kierkegaard got the most profound understanding of faith.
所以齐克果说什么叫做存在呢？
So when he talked about existence,
就是当一个人单独一个人活在上帝面前的时候，他就发现他的存在了。
Is that when we discover ourselves before God alone, then we know that
to
we exist.
To exist is to be with oneself alone before God.
在上帝面前单独的存在。
我相信齐克果的智慧是从圣经来的。
I believe his wisdom came from the Bible.
齐克果是一个很深入研究神学的人。
Kierkegaard was a person that studied the Bible.
齐克果是很注意个人与神之间的灵性关系的人。
He placed great emphasis on spirituality before God.
他看不起群众的代表。
He doesn't place great emphasis on the masses.
群众是整个人性的代表，这是根本 nonsense， 不可能的。
He thinks that the masses cannot represent humanity.
他非常注意个人与神之间的关系。
He places great emphasis on the individual relationship with God.
所以我相信以赛亚书这一句，上帝说等亚伯兰独自一人的时候，我呼召他出来。
Isaiah says God said when Abraham was alone I called him.
这个独自一人不是表示他没有朋友没有妻子孤孤单单，但社会中间被人遗弃孤然一生，不是这个意思。
This alone doesn't mean that physically he got no friends, no relatives, no wives.
这句话表示这一个亚伯拉罕有一个与神个别的关系，是没有第二个人可以与他相比的。
It means that Abraham had a unique relationship with God that cannot be replaced by anyone else.
绝对与别人不一样的。
Completely different from others.
他这个不一样不是程度上的差别。
And this difference is not just that of the standard.
这个不一样是品质上的差异。
But a qualitative difference.
神看只有这一个人像样。
In the eyes of God, only this person is worthy.
圣经里面三次告诉我们。
The Bible says three times.
上帝从天上看到地上来。
That God will look at the earth.
看到这么多被造的人。
And see so many created human beings.
都在黑暗中间行走。
All are living in darkness.
都在罪恶中间挣扎。
All are struggling in their sins.
也在罪恶中间享受。
And enjoying their sins.
这些人都不顾永恒的事情。
These people are not interested in eternity.
也不知与神之间的关系已经堕落，已经隔绝了。
And not aware that their relationship with God has been broken.
神看所有被造的人非常可怜的样子。
And God look at the sad state of the whole of humanity.
上帝就发了三 三个问题。
And God asked three questions.
我在全地可以找到有一个寻找上帝的人吗？
Can I find one person that seek my face?
我在全地可以找到一个行善的人吗？
Can I find one person who does good?
我在全地可以找到一个明白真理的人吗？
Can I find one person who understands the truth?
神发这个三个问题。
When God asked these three questions,
这么多亚当的后代。
There are so many descendants of Adam.
千千千万万万亿的人在这个世界上。
Millions of them on the world.
有没有一个是寻找上帝的人？
Is there one that will seek after God?
有没有一个是明白真理的人？
Is there one that will understand the truth?
有没有一个是行善的人？
Is there one that truly will do good?
神问。
God asked.
那么问谁啊？
Who does he ask?
问人吗？
Asked human
being. 人听见他在问吗？
Can we hear his questions?
人知道自己的光景吗？
Do we know what we are like?
人做过全宇宙的统计吗？
Have we made a calculation of the world?
人能够回答神所问的问题吗？
How would they answer him?
所以结果神自己回答。
And then God gave his own answer.
神不等人回答。
He did not wait for answer from us.
正像人造巴别塔不能通天一样的。
It's just like when you build the Tower of Babel, you cannot reach God.
对人性与神之间的关系的问号是人没有办法回答的。
The question relating to our relationship with God cannot be answered by man.
三次记载。
This was recorded three times.
上帝问的三个问题。
God asked three questions.
所答的都不是人，是神自己回答的。
The answers came from God Himself.
这一个三个问题。
These three questions.
一共被记载三次在圣经。
Was recorded three times.
是诗篇第十四篇第一次出现。
The 14th Psalm was the first one.
有诗篇再另外一篇再出现一次。
And also another portion in Psalms.
到了罗马书第三章十到十二节，保罗再重申一次。
From Romans 3:10-11.
这个三个题目是什么呢？
These three questions.
在地上有没有一个寻求上帝的人呢？
Is there a person on earth that will seek after God?
在地上有没有一个明白真理的人？
Is there one who would understand the truth?
在这个地上人类中间有没有一个是行善的人呢？
Is there one that does good?
上帝回答说什么呢？
And God answered all the questions.
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
Not even one is seeking after me.
连一个都没有来寻求我。
Not even one is doing good.
连一个都没有行善。
Not even one man understands the truth.
连一个都不会了解真理。
连一个都没有。
Not even one.
他们的口。
Their mouth.
他们的喉咙。
Their throat.
是敞开的坟墓。
Are open grave.
充满了死人的味道。
Are full of the smell of the dead.
他们众人所思想所行的都是罪恶。
The things they think about day and night is sin.
所以我告诉你。
I tell you this.
John Stott 从这一段的圣经得到一个结论。
John Stott had a conclusion from this passage.
Religion is not seeking after God.
宗教不是我们在寻求上帝。
Religion is to avoid from God.
宗教是让我们逃避上帝。
宗教不是寻求上帝。
Religion is not for us to seek God.
宗教是躲避上帝。
It's meant for us to escape from God.
人在宗教里面就自己安慰自己说，那我已经有上帝了。其实他们都在用假神遮盖自己的罪恶。
In our religion, we console ourselves and say we have found God, but we use an idol to cover our sins.
因为真神是对罪恶施行审判的。
And because the true God would judge sin.
假神是接受罪人贿赂给人平安的。
But the false God will give us peace by accepting our bribes.
所以人不是在宗教中间寻找上帝。
In religion then we are not seeking God.
人是用假的宗教来躲避真的上帝。
But we use false religion to escape from the true God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这样全世界没有一个寻找上帝的人。
Not a single person will seek after God in the whole world.
当你养大孩子的时候。
After you brought your child up,
一大群的孩子没有一个养老你的时候
，When none of your children will take care of you in your old age,
你很失望
，You will be very disappointed.
上帝造这个世界
，For God to create the world,
他却曾经讲过一句话
，He once said this.
当亚伯拉罕独自一个人的时候，我呼召他。
When Abraham was alone, I called him.
表示什么呢
？What does this mean?
有一个真正敬畏上帝。
It means that there is one person who truly feared God.
一个真正认识上帝。
There was one person who truly knew God.
那么这样是表示，因为他的这个功劳，所以上帝就把福德的恩临到他吗？
Does that mean that because of his good deeds, God has special grace on him?
或者因为上帝先施恩给他，所以他才能做一个回应上帝、敬畏上帝的个别的人呢？
Or that his individual response to God was because of the grace of God in the first place?
如果全世界没有人做得到，亚伯兰做得到，所以他有条件蒙召的话。
If he was able to be, if God is pleased with him because he was able to do this despite of him all,
now what you could pay for Abraham?
Then I say he must have been a great man.
如果是上帝先施恩给他，给他找到真的上帝的话，然后上帝再呼召他，我就问为什么上帝不把这个恩典给更多的人，只给他一个呢？
But it was, if it was because of the grace of God, then why would God not let everyone have the same grace?
这个又变成一个恩典神学的一个难题了。
It will become a difficult question in the theology of grace.
奥古斯丁在他的 My Confession 里面这样讲。
Augustine in his work My Confession.
所以我寻求上帝，所以我得到他的恩典呢？
Ask the question, do I get the grace of God because I sought after him?
那这样我就是变成恩典的起因了。
If that is the case, I'm the first cause of grace.
我这里去寻求，然后他把恩典给我。
I go and seek after God, then he gave me his grace.
他施恩给我，就成就回报我对他的寻求了。
He gave me grace because to reward me for seeking after him.
我怎么会寻求上帝呢？
But why would I go look for God?
我怎么会选择正确的上帝呢？
Why would I choose the right God?
我怎么会认识他是真正的上帝？
Why would I know that he's the true God?
莫非是他先把他自己启示给我？
Could it be that he first revealed himself to me?
先把他的恩典给我。
First give me his grace.
给我这种能够寻找他的恩典，使我猛推动，结果我到他的面前来。
That I may be driven towards him.
这样是因为神的恩产生我的回应呢？
So my responses, did it come from the grace of God?
或者我对他正确的回应，使他一定要把恩典给我呢？
Or is it because I had the correct response, he got no choice but to give me his grace?
我求他就把恩典给我。
I have sought after him, he has given me his grace.
但如果他没有施恩给我，我怎么能够求呢？
But how would I seek him without his grace in the first place?
所以他就思想乱到一个地步。
And Augustine was very confused.
他在团团转的因果关系中间找到答案。
He tried to find an answer in this cyclical reasoning.
他说是我寻求他，所以他给我恩典嘛。
Did I get grace because I sought after him?
但是我怎么会寻求他？
But why would I seek after him?
莫非他先把恩典放在我里面，我才能寻求他？
Could it be because he first gave me his grace?
圣经说上帝赐下施恩叫人恳求的灵。
The Bible tells us that God has given us his grace that we will have the spirit to seek after him.
Give us the spirit of grace in order to make us call upon his name. 这样上帝把施恩的灵给我们。
And so the spirit of grace was given to us by God.
我们才能恳求。
Then we will call upon him.
所以奥古斯丁在西方神学的历史中间，
In the history of Western theology,
是第一个很深入思考恩典神学的伟大的思想家。
Augustine was the first great thinker that thought about the theology of grace.
他的结论是什么呢？
His conclusion was,
the grace of God is prior to human response.
上帝的恩典在我的反应之前，
上帝先把恩典赐给我，
He first gave me his grace.
我才能寻求他。
Then I can seek after him.
上帝先把恩典赐给我，
That he first grants me his grace.
我才能认识他。
Then I will know him.
上帝先把恩典给我，
That God first gave me his grace.
我才能祷告他。
Then I will call upon him.
上帝先把恩典给我，
That he first gave me his grace.
我才能信他。
Then I will believe in him.
The grace of God is the prior to human response.
上帝的恩典在人的反应之前。
这就是为什么我们决定给婴孩施洗的原因了。
This is why we have infant baptism.
他还没有信。
The child has not believed.
信会系统的人，你信而受洗的就必得救。他没有信，为什么你给他受洗呢？
The Baptist say the child has not believed. Why do you baptize the child?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
预定我们得救的时候，我们信了没有啊？
Have we believed when God has predestined our salvation?
在母腹怀胎呼召保罗的时候，保罗接受耶稣了没有？
Was the Apostle Paul a Christian when God called him in the womb of his mother?
创世以前用坚决的认识，我被称为上帝儿女。那时候我不但没有信，连被造都还没有。
And God said that we are chosen before the creation of the world. We were not even created yet.
归正神学，
In Reformed theology,
你可以批评它好像不合圣经。
You can critique it as if it's not biblical.
它可以好像跟有现象相不同的圣经。 产生冲突，
It seems to be conflict on the surface with some Bible verses.
整个圣经的总原则来看，
But when you look at it from the general principle of the entire Bible,
归正神就使你真正明白恩典的优先权。
A Reformed theology will give you the first understanding of the priority of grace.
恩典在我们的反应之前，
That grace come before we respond.
恩典在我们信之前，
That God's grace come before we even believe.
恩典在我们存在之前，
And the grace of God came before we even existed.
神的恩典在世界被造之前。
The grace of God was there before the creation of the world.
然后再用他的灵感动我，使我回到他的恩典中间来。
And then His Spirit will inspire me to return back to His grace.
当我还没有信以前，他在万事之前已经拣选了我。
Before I even believe, before the creation of the world, He has chosen me.
然后在创造我，使我在历史中间被生出来，以后在引导我，使我听见他的道，再感动我，使我接受他的救恩。
And then He created me that I may be born. Then He inspired me that I will listen to His word, and then He will give me grace that I will believe in Him.
你说我信了，我才受洗。
You say, well, I believe first, then I get baptized.
我告诉你，没有信以前，他已经预定你。
But before you even believe, He has chosen you.
整个贯彻始终，前后一致，里外协调的神学是归正神学。
And Reformed theology is consistent in this way from the beginning to the end.
就是很深入、很周全、很有机性的神学性的了解。
A very organic and very complete theological understanding.
神呼召亚伯兰。
God called Abraham.
是因为亚伯兰有信心才呼召吗？
Was it because he had faith?
或者因为亚伯兰上帝先给他信心，然后再呼召他？
Or was it because God gave him grace first and then called him?
那么如果这样，为什么上帝不把同样的信心给很多的人呢？
If this were the case, why wouldn't God give this grace to like anyone?
许多的人不能了解这个事情。
Many people cannot understand this.
但我告诉你，上帝已经把最基本的真理跟对真理的正确的信仰放在每一个人心中。
But God has already given us the most basic understanding of faith and the faith towards the truth.
你不能怪说上帝为什么不把这样的信心给别人呢？
You cannot ask God why don't you give this faith to other people.
其实圣经的总言在告诉上帝已经把这种信心的可能放在每一个人的心中。
The general principle of the Bible tells us that God has given us this potential in faith to every single one of us.
这就是归正神学的普遍恩惠跟普遍启示的两个观念。
And this is the relationship between the common grace and common revelation in Reformed theology.
普遍恩惠是每个人都有的。
Common grace is given to all.
正如太阳光照义人也照恶人。
The sun shines upon the good and the evil.
普遍启示是每个人都有的。
Common revelation is given to all.
正如雨水降给好人也降给坏人。
The rain goes to the good and also to the evil.
只要你是人。
So long as you are a human being,
就是按照上帝的形象样式造。
You have been made in the image and likeness of God.
只要你是人。
So long as you are a human being,
你里面都有普遍启示的种子。
There is the seed of common revelation in you.
对普遍启示的回应是神把这个本能已经完全给每一个人了。
And the response was given by God in, towards common revelation was given by God.
普遍的启示的目的
The purpose of common revelation
叫人承认上帝的存在
is that we will acknowledge the existence of God.
普遍启示的范围
the sphere of common revelation
就是从外面被造的界显明上帝的能力
is that the power of God is manifested in the created world.
上帝的智慧
The wisdom of God.
上帝的主权
The sovereignty of God.
上帝的永恒
The eternity of God.
所以就借助被造之物
From all of creation.
我们是一个永恒的主用他的智慧跟能力创造了这个世界
We know that the eternal God with his wisdom and power created the world.
借助这个被造界的这个智慧把他自己的荣耀显明出来
And with the wisdom of creation, manifests his own glory.
我们这个归正神学绝对不接受自然神学里面用大自然可以证明上帝存在的这种神学理论。
A Reformed theology will deny that we can prove God by nature.
天主教的神学是建立在自然启示的副教原理上面。
The Roman Catholics place their apologetics on natural theism.
因为在十三世纪的时候
，In the 13th century,
Thomas Aquinas 把希腊的阿里士多德的副教证明上帝存在的逻辑应用在基督教的这一个副教原理的地方。
Thomas Aquinas proposed apologetics based on Greek methods.
我这一段会讲的比较深的东西了。
This is a bit more profound.
但这个理论呢，是勉强把基督教的方法论。跟非基督教罪人的方法论做媒使他们结合成为一个不相配的婚姻
and this method is just a marriage between the Christian method and a secular method of reasoning
圣经从来没有告诉我们人可以证明上帝存在
but the Bible has never proposed that we can prove the existence of God
圣经只有告诉我们人可以从神得出明证 不是人去证明上帝。
The Bible only tells us that we can get affirmation from God, not the other way around.
上帝的存在，我们怎么知道呢？
How then do we know the existence of God?
不是以人为本去证明他的存在，是以神为本显明给我们他是存在的。
It is not a man-centered approach to prove his existence, but a God-centered approach for him to reveal himself.
这个方法论就有两个不同的地方。
There is then two different matters.
第一是人本的不能到。The, 神本的可以得到真正的结论。
The first one is man-centered, the second is God-centered.
第二，不是人用有罪、理性、受造、有限制的思想能证明出他的存在。
The second one is that we cannot prove the existence of God with our fallen and limited reason.
是无罪、圣洁、永恒的上帝借着被造之物隐藏的智慧向人显明他的存在。
It is the sinless, holy, or powerful God through all of creation reveal himself to us.
绝对不是 evidential apologetic.
It is not from the evidence.
不是 human-centered proof and evidence.
或者是从人本的这个方法论。
Theocentric theo-initiative manifestation.
而是神本，或者神自己主动的显示，
不是证明，是显明。
It is not a proof but a revelation.
不是从人，是从神。
It is not from man but from God.
归正神学在十八世纪、十九世纪、二十世纪三大哲学家攻基督教的这个理论以前，早就自我解脱了。
And Reformed theology already have the answer before all the attacks on the 18th to the 20th century.
十八世纪的康德。
Kant of the 18th century.
19世纪的齐克国。
Kierkegaard of the 19th century.
20世纪的 Bertrand Russell 卢素。
And Bertrand Russell of 20th century.
都盼望从这方面把基督徒的错误的解释跟错误的证明上帝的理论把它打垮下去。
And all try to attack Christianity from all these wrong methods.
但是比这些世界历史最聪明的头脑更聪明的加尔文在16世纪早就知道基督教知道上帝存在根本不需要这些东西，不必在这个藩篱的下面来找出一个自己躲闪四射的假证据。
But even in the 16th century John Calvin already discovered that this is not the arena where you will find the existence of God.
所以神的存在
The existence of God
不是人证明出来的
It's not a result of our proof.
天主教在梵蒂冈大公会议第二会议中间的文录里面照样写了这种错误的看法。
The Roman Catholics in the Second Vatican has actually given the same wrong methods.
他说人不需要上帝特别的帮助。
They say that we need not have help from God.
只靠着人的理性知道上帝的创造，就可以从自然界证明上帝是存在的。
By our own reason, we will be able to prove that God exists.
加文说不是。
John Calvin said no.
我们不是借用自然界、自然神学的帮助。
We do not get help from nature or natural theism.
这不是人给上帝的证明。
It is not that we can prove God.
这是神给人他自己的显明。
But God has revealed Himself to us.
这样呢，相信上帝的存在。
In this manner, when we believe in the existence of God,
特别把圣经给亚伯拉罕。
Abraham need not have a special grace of faith.
不必上帝特别把圣经给你，你才能这样信。
Or special grace to you that you will believe.
早就给我们。
He has given to us from the beginning.
我们每一个被造的人早就有了这个东西。
Every created being, human being has this.
不同的地方在哪里呢？
The difference is,
每一个人都压制了这一方面的真理。
Every one of us has suppressed this truth.
每一个人压制了这个普遍启示神存在的真理。
Everyone has suppressed this common revelation that God exists.
亚伯兰没有。
But not Abraham.
所以上帝说，当亚伯兰独自一人的时候，我就呼召了他。
And so God said that He called Abraham when he was all alone.
我要用大概十分钟的时间，把这一段的背景很清楚的讲，结束今天的讲道。
I will end 10 minutes of very careful, detailed explanation.
在犹太人的境外历史记录里面。
In the historical records of the Jews.
他们的民族的传统里面。
Within their tradition,
记载了一件很特别的事情。
There is an incident that was very special.
亚伯拉罕少年的时候，对他整个民族拜偶像的事情的怀疑跟反抗。
And how Abraham would rebel against the worship of idols when he was young.
亚伯拉罕父亲是谁啊？
Who was the father of Abraham?
是一个卖偶像的一种，贩卖宗教偶像跟祭品的一个商人。
And he was a merchant that would sell idols.
是亚伯兰小的时候。
So when Abraham was young,
他全家都是用石头雕刻出来的偶像。
His house was filled with idols that had been made of stone.
如果你今天到伊拉克的首都巴格达，巴格达。
If you go to Baghdad in Iraq today,
如果你今天到这个 Mesopotamia 的这些的博物馆里面
，or the museum for the Mesopotamia，
或者你到 Britain 这个大英博物馆里面
，or the Great British Museum，
或者这个纽约大都会的博物馆里面
，or New York Metropolitan Museum，
还有欧洲一些收集中东的考古学的博物馆里面
，or the museum in Europe that has archaeological facts，
你会发现，在差不多主前两千年的时候
，you will find that before the Lord 2000 years ago，
亚伯兰前后的时期
，in the era of Abraham，
两河之间文化所拜的神是怎么样的神？
And the gods that idols worship among the river cities.
站得很直。
They are gods that stand up straight.
眼睛圆圆的孔很大的洞。
With big hole as the eyes.
威严不可侵犯的神像。
Idols that look very stern.
那么那个时候，整个米索波达米都是拜这种假神。
The entire Mesopotamian region worship such gods.
就在这个时候呢。
At this time,
全世界都拜一个假神的时候呢。
When everyone is worshiping false gods.
有一个少年人叫做亚伯兰。
There was a young person named Abraham.
从内心的深处知道这些不是神。
Deep in his heart, he knew that these are not gods.
所以他是独自一秀。
And so he was unique.
跟所有的少年人不一样。
Different from all other young people.
他里面知道真正的上帝只有一位。
He knew in his heart there was only one true God.
这位创造万有的上帝自己就不是万有。
And this God who has created all things cannot be one of the things.
他创造了物质的世界，他就不是物质。
If he were to create a material world, he himself cannot be material.
他造了这个看得见的世界，他本身就是看不见的。
If he can create a visible world, he himself must be invisible.
所以这位独一至高看不见的上帝才是真正的上帝。
And this unique God that you cannot see must be the true God.
是谁把这样的教科书带到亚伯兰的面前呢？
Who would have taught Abraham these things?
是谁把这种神学讲座讲来给他听的？
Who would explain this in a seminary?
神的普遍启示。
It comes from the common revelation of God.
General revelation
of God.
这是神的普遍恩惠。
His general grace.
No,
common grace.
The general revelation and the common grace of God have been implanted in every individual man, created after the likeness and the image of God.
所有以上帝形象样式所造的人都有他的普遍的启示。
所有的人都等闲视之，都把它压制下去。
But every one of us will ignore it and suppress it.
亚伯兰不是。
Not so for Abraham.
所以神说亚伯兰独自一人的时候。
And so God said when he was alone.
我就呼召他。
I called him.
他被呼召的时候。
When he was called.
是75岁。
He was 75.
这种纯正的信仰
But such pure faith
从少年人就有了
came when he was young.
这表示亚伯兰是一个不跟传统走的人
It tells us that he did not follow the traditions.
不随便降服权威的人
or compromise with the authorities.
不跟着四周的人一同膜拜假神的人
or just worship false God with the rest of the people.
根据犹太人的传统
based on the Jewish tradition.
他的父亲售卖这些偶像
His father would sell all these false gods.
他很不赞成
But he was not
他静静不讲话
But he kept quiet.
他有自己的立场
He had his own stand.
他不一定要跟父亲的宗教走
He would not follow his father.
他不一定要跟着祖先传下的迷信走
Or the superstition of his ancestors.
昨天我很多护牧师里面有一个跟我在车上谈话
Yesterday, one of my pastors, co-pastor, prayed for me.
对回教徒做见证，人家都很危险，我感到很受刺激。
And this person said that I feel inspired to preach to the Muslims.
I'm so excited.
Very excited.
To evangelize the Muslims.
就向回教徒来传福音。
我说你需要很大的胆量。
I said you need a lot of courage.
他说我就从你学到了胆量了嘛。
He said I just learned it from you.
所以我就没有什么需要很大的胆量，我就是有胆量。
I'm just courageous.
那么我对回教徒讲道的时候。
When I preach to the Muslim,
他们都对我说不要管我的宗教
They always say don't bother me
我祖宗十八代下来就是回教徒
And And we have been Muslim for many generations.
你的基督徒,
you go and become a Christian, don't interfere.
我问你怎么回答?
Then what will you say?
我才不相信你祖宗十八代都是回教徒。
I tell the fellow, I don't believe your ancestors are Muslim.
如果你追溯到28代、38代都不是回教徒。
If you seek all the way further up, you will know they are not Christian Muslim. Why?
因为在第十二世纪的时候,
because in the 12th century,
全世界最大的佛塔是建在印尼的。
The largest Buddhist temple was made in Indonesia.
Buddhist pagoda.
Pagoda was
set up in Indonesia.
The largest Hindu temple was made in Indonesia.
你们哪个人到过 Borobudur 的请举手。
It's this place called Borobudur.
有几个其他的傻傻的不要去。 那是东南亚最靠近你们世界最重要的宗教遗迹。 比巴黎的圣母院更早400年。
It is most important historical artifact closest to Singapore.
更伟大,
and a great building.
几万个石头不用水泥连在一起,
it's built of many thousands of stones without cement. 9 stories.
最高的地方比这个屋顶还高两三倍,
the highest point is even higher than this roof.
整个面积比这个礼拜堂大10倍,
10 times larger than this church.
几十万块石头都雕刻了然后就起来了,
and sculpture of tens and thousands of sculptures.
你到整个美国整个澳洲没有看到一个这样的宗教,
you cannot find such a thing in all of America or Australia.
所以他对回教徒说,
so he said to the Muslim,
你的祖宗是回教徒吗?
Your ancestor cannot be Muslim.
你到12世纪的时候,
at the 12th century,
那是印尼连一个回教徒都没有,
not a single Muslim existed then.
到1750年以前,
1750 years ago,
连穆罕默德都没有生出来, 你的祖宗是回教徒吗?
Before Muhammad was born, you cannot possibly be a Muslim. So he said, well, sounds right.
就慢慢跟他讲, 慢慢跟他讲,
and so they continue to preach.
为什么一定我的祖宗是这样, 我就跟他这样呢?
Why would I just follow my ancestors?
亚伯兰说不,
Abraham said no.
所以亚伯兰独自一人,
so he was unique,
有独自的看法,
with unique sight,
独自的个性,
unique character,
独自的解释,
a unique interpretation,
独自的意志,
unique will.
只有独自一个人是敬畏上帝的,
he was the only one that feared God.
亚伯兰看他的爸爸,
Abraham looked at his father,
是做偶像的,
he made idols,
是卖偶像的,
soul idols.
他很不以为然,
so he didn't think much about it.
创造天地的上帝是这样一尊这个东西吗?
How can the creator God be an idol?
造人的人要被人再造他吗?
How can he be made by the man he has made?
上帝是造人的, 现在变成人造的上帝, 这有没有搞错?
How can God be made by man?
所以他就绝对独排众议, 孤独一个人, 不遵守整个的传统, 跟整个的环境,
and so he went against the entire environment and the entire traditions.
有一天他爸爸说,
one day the father told him,
我要出门晚上再回家,
I'm going out, I will come back at night,
你好好给我看店,
take care of the shop,
可能有人会来买这些偶像,
some people may come and buy the gods,
你看店好好记账,
and you got to record it properly.
他爸爸走的时候,
after the father left,
他看店咯,
he stood there,
他就把门关起来,
he closed the door,
这个偶像看来看去,
he looked at all the idols,
这个像什么东西?
Doesn't think much of it.
这是什么东西?
These are nonsensical.
这是上帝吗?
Is this God?
我想应该是下帝吧。
这是神吗? Are they gods?
我不相信。
I don't believe in it.
所以呢,忽然间灵机一动,
suddenly he had a thought.
他就把这些偶像全部推下来。
He went to turn all the idols down.
整个房子都是倒下的像。
And all the idols fell.
这些石像一倒下来的时候,
and as the stone idols fell,
头断了,
the head will fall off,
肚子裂了,
the stomach will open,
手变成好几段了,
the hand will break into pieces.
零零落落, 整个房子都是断掉的, 这些偶像的肢体。
So the whole house was filled with broken idols.
然后他就等爸爸回来了,
and then he waited for the father to come back.
这样的孩子是不是不孝的孩子?
Was this an unfilial child?
你如果有这样的孩子, 你会不会打他一巴掌?
Would you slap a child like this?
他爸爸回来的时候,
the father came back,
看见了乱七八糟,
and saw the big mess.
怎么有这样的情形? 全部断来断去,
why would all the idols be broken?
断头断手断脚,
the head was broken, the arms broken.
亚伯兰来,
Abraham come.
为什么有这样的事情?
Why?
谁跑进来的?
Who came in?
是不是恐怖分子?
Maybe a terrorist.
恐怖分子会杀人还会杀神呢?
They can kill the God.
到底什么事情?
What happened?
他说没有人来,
he said no one came.
没有恐怖分子,
no terrorist.
那他怎么搞的?
Then why this happened?
我也不知道, 他们自己吵架变成这样。
He said, I don't know, they fought among themselves.
你不在他们打来打去,
and before you left and they started fighting,
打到最后断手到脚, 两败俱伤, 全部同归于尽, 就是这样。
In the end, they all kill each other and they broke into pieces.
怎么可能有这个事情?
The father said it's not possible.
偶像是不能动,
the idol cannot move.
偶像是死的,
they are dead.
偶像是不能移的,
they cannot,
他们怎么会打架?
Why would they fight among themselves?
不要骗我, 不要骗我,
do not lie to me.
亚伯兰听了以后他怎么讲?
Abraham said,
偶像是不能动,
You say the idol cannot move.
偶像是不能走的。
The idol cannot walk.
他怎么可以做神？
So how can he be God?
他就照爸爸的话，以他山之石攻回他山。
And so he just responded to the father using his words.
他父亲。
And the father.
听了吓了一跳。
Was shocked after he heard it.
才开始思想这个问题。
And then he started to think about it.
平常想的是什么？
In the past, he would think about
卖一个赚多少钱
making money by selling the idol,
怎样发财
how to make be prosperous. 我告诉
一个人一天到晚只想利害关系，一定不明是非。
If you always think about profit and loss, you will not know what is right and wrong.
你这一生每天都在想钱，你就没有机会思想真理了。
If you spend your time thinking about money, you have no time thinking about the truth.
现在他的父亲想了以后
after the father thought about it,
没有责备他
he was not punished.
照样把他养大
Continue to nurture him. Because this child is very unique against all opinions. He himself lived before God alone. Until he was 75, God called Abraham to leave his own people, his own nation, to leave the house of his father. Father, I no longer will be with you.
上帝呼召我,
God has called me.
叫我离开父亲的家,
that I will leave the house of my father.
我要走了,
I will leave.
圣经怎么讲?
The Bible says,
他爸爸说,
his father said,
你离开我的家,
you leave my house,
那我不如跟你一同离开我的家,
I should go with you.
所以结果呢,
and in the end,
他爸爸跟他一同离开哈兰,
the father left together with him.
以后死在路上。
And died along the way.
亚伯兰继续走,
and Abraham continued.
走到上帝呼召他的地方,
till the place that God has called him to.
接下去好几个礼拜,
for the next few weeks,
我们要谈上帝怎么引导这个信心之人的父。
We want to talk about how God guided this father of faith.
求主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
看见伟大的新开始,
that we will see this great new beginning.
伟大的新时代,
that a new era.
就因为这一个都聚活在上帝面前的人，明白上帝的呼召，就这样展开在历史中间。
Came about because this one unique person understood the call of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.